This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Headhunters of Borneo by Sean Clark, read by Paul Thornley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prelude. The landscape consisted of dense, often impenetrable jungle, swamps, rivers so broad and deep that they were frequently impassable, and aerial walkways created at dizzying heights over the rapids by the primitive tribesmen. Snakes, scorpions, lizards, poisonous spiders, and dangerous wild pigs infested the whole area. Though seemingly uninhabitable, the jungle was home to many native settlements, or kampongs, most located either by the river or on a hillside, where the inhabitants tilled the land around them, or hunted for fish, lizard, boar, deer, baboon, porcupine, or the ever-present snake. These primitive peoples were Landiaks, Ibans, Mairuts, and Punans, who lived in longhouses made of attap wood, with sloping roofs of tin or thatch. The longhouses were apt to creak balefully on the stilts that had kept them out of the water for decades. Inside they were unhygienic and usually fetid, because as many as 15 families would live in a single dwelling at any given time, using the slatted floor as a communal lavatory. Small and indolent.